Ancient World, Ancient Nukes, Chapter 3, Egypt's Glow, The Radiance of the Nile. In Eden, the crackling flames of a burning bush sparked Adam's curiosity, an unearthly power defying nature that he feels compelled to harness despite Eve's warnings. Millennia later, in another land, that same power entangles two different worlds, Eden and ancient Egypt. Across time and space, a near divine force stitches these events together, a force that promises great power and knowledge, but demands immense risk. Adam faced it in the garden, and now a pharaoh of Egypt stands on the brink of unlocking this ancient energy in the depths of his pyramid. There is the soft sounds of a desert wind and the hum and bustle of urban activity. There is the shouts of overseers,
and also the sounds
of massive stones being moved as the pyramids are built. Beneath the scorching Egyptian sun, a monumental empire rises, the pyramids towering above the earth. They are a testament to the vision and power of the pharaoh. They are not just tombs for the dead. No, they are something more. They are the symbols of a power Egypt has only begun to grasp. There is the distant sound of the pharaoh's procession as it echoes through the sands, the clatter of chariots and horses growing nearer, a hushed reverence falling over the workers as the pharaoh's presence approaches. His voice, booming in confidence, says, "Look upon these stones, upon the pyramid rising to touch the heavens. This is my legacy, but these stones hold more than death, more than the afterlife. They hold power, and power that we have yet to unleash." Footsteps approach as one of the pharaoh's most trusted engineers walks up to him carrying a roll of papyrus. The pharaoh turns to him, a mix of curiosity and expectation in his eyes. "My pharaoh, we have discovered something unusual beneath the foundation stones." The pharaoh is curious.
"Unusual? Well, speak plainly, my friend. What have you found?"
And the engineer says, "We've uncovered a chamber, and within it, ancient designs far older than even our ancestors. They are beyond anything we can understand, yet they seem to suggest a way to harness power from the earth itself." The sound of papyrus being unrolled, blueprints being examined, these sounds fill the air. The diagrams look daunting, but to the pharaoh they represent opportunity. The ancient papyrus reveals strange, intricate symbols, diagrams that hint at forces beyond what Egypt has mastered. The pharaoh's ambition grows as he stares upon the unknown, seeing that it is not just the past, but a future filled with limitless power. The wind howls softly as the pharaoh heads deeper into this hidden chamber surrounded by his entourage. The sound of the pharaoh's footsteps echo as they descend into the darkness where ancient symbols and writings glow faintly on the stone walls. Deep beneath the sands of Egypt, the secrets of Atlantis lie waiting. Long forgotten, their power calls out to those who dare to listen. The pharaoh has found their secrets, and with them, a blueprint for unlocking an unimaginable force. The echo of his footsteps grows louder as he reaches the hidden chamber where the stone walls seem to pulse with energy. The pharaoh whispers to himself, "Atlantis, it was not a myth. These symbols, they speak of harnessing a power, not of the gods, but of the earth itself. Power that could rival the sun." The engineer steps forward, his voice trembling with awe. My Pharaoh, these are designs for something far greater than tombs. This is not just a burial ground. It is an energy source, a place where power can be gathered and directed. But I do not know if we should pursue this. The Pharaoh's voice grows firm, filled with ambition. We will pursue it. Egypt was destined for greatness, and I will not let that destiny slip away. If this power can be harnessed, it will make our empire eternal. There is the sound of stone grinding against stone as they open another hidden door, revealing more of the Atlantean designs. The air is thick with the sense of ancient knowledge now awakening. The Pharaoh's ambition knows no bounds. The mysteries of Atlantis, long buried beneath the sands, are no longer secrets. But in unlocking these ancient forces, Egypt treads a dangerous path, one that could lead to untold power or destruction. Deep within the hidden chambers of the pyramid, the Pharaoh stands surrounded by his advisors, his eyes locked on the strange glowing symbols etched into the walls. The ancient writing glows faintly, casting eerie shadows that flicker as if the stones themselves hold ancient memories. His hand hovers near the symbols, curiosity burning in his eyes. Suddenly, the silence is shattered. A priest, one of the Pharaoh's most trusted, rushes forward, gripping the Pharaoh's arm with a frantic urgency. His desperate act betrays the caution he would normally uphold. The priest's face, pale and lined with fear, is a stark contrast to the usual calm composure he exhibits. "My Pharaoh, I beg of you, do not proceed. I have seen a vision. No good can come from this. What lies buried here was meant to stay buried, hidden from the eyes of civilization, even those of a pharaoh." The pharaoh looks down at the priest's hand on his arm, his expression hardening at the man's audacity. The room falls into an uneasy silence, his advisors stepping back, sensing the gravity of the moment. The pharaoh, calm but firm, asks, "A vision? And what vision is that that causes you to forget your place, priest?" The priest tightens his grip, his knuckles white with fear, but his voice is steady. His eyes are wide, filled with a terror that words struggle to convey. "It was never meant to be found. If it were, Atlantis, a proud and mighty civilization, would have left it for the world to see, not buried so deep beneath the sands. This knowledge was preserved, not destroyed, for a reason. But the fact that it is hidden, it is a sign, a warning, a bad omen. And worse, I have had a vision." Pharaoh narrows his eyes, intrigued despite himself. This particular priest is no fool. He has served the Pharaoh well, his visions often proving invaluable. His gaze softens slightly, a flicker of curiosity in them. The Pharaoh, measured and curious, says, "Then tell me, priest, what is this vision that so disturbs you?" The priest's grip loosens, but he does not retreat. His voice drops as if speaking the words aloud could make the vision more real. "It will rain fire and destruction upon our lands, Pharaoh. Fire like Egypt has never known, not just on our enemies, but on us as well. A force too great to control, this power, once unleashed, will consume everything in its path." Cool and dismissive, the Pharaoh says, "Well, you say fire and destruction, right? Well, upon our enemies, that might be what I seek, an upper hand in battle, a force that will make Egypt unstoppable. Is that not what your vision foretells?" The priest shakes his head, his expression pained, as though the very thought of the future fills him with dread. "No, Pharaoh, this is not just fire for our enemies. This power will bring ruin to us as well. It does not distinguish between ally and foe. The same force that you hope to wield will also turn on us, burning everything in its path. You cannot control it. None of us can. The Pharaoh's eyes narrow once more, the fire of ambition still smoldering beneath his regal exterior. "Do you fear knowledge, priest?" he asks. "Is that what troubles you? Do you fear what you cannot understand?" The priest holds his ground, though his voice trembles with the weight of his conviction. "I fear what I've seen, my Pharaoh. I fear the destruction that awaits us if we pursue this path." A long silence follows, the air thick with tension. Finally, the Pharaoh turns to the priest, his face unreadable. "Your vision is noted, priest, but the course is set. Egypt will not fear what others have buried. We will unlock this power, and we will decide how it is used." The priest's face pales even further, but he knows he cannot change the Pharaoh's mind. He leaves, his warnings echoing in the silent chambers of the pyramid. The decision has been made. The Pharaoh, driven by ambition, will walk the path that others have long feared to tread. And soon the fire that the priest foretold will arrive. The scene returns to the surface where a group of Egyptian scouts approaches Pharaoh's palace, the horses galloping through the sand. The sound of wind rushing past, mixed with the distant calls of hawks, fills the air. The scouts arrive, breathless with troubling news. One scout, urgent and hurried, says, "My Pharaoh, we have returned from the far western world and we have found something, a vast stretch of sand, but it is not like any sand we have ever seen. It is crystallized, smooth like glass. The desert has been burned in a way we cannot explain." Pharaoh listens intently, his eyes narrowing as he considers this strange report. The crackle of flames in the background hints at the growing tension. He says thoughtfully, "Crystallized sand burned by what, I wonder? Something ancient? Something powerful?" The scout hesitates before speaking again. "It is as if the desert itself was struck by fire from the sky, but there are no marks of war, no signs of battle, only glass, endless glass." Pharaoh's mind races. The sands burn to glass, an ancient fire, a warning perhaps, or a relic of some forgotten power. The pyramids, the chamber, and now this. The pieces of a dangerous puzzle are falling into place. And Pharaoh says, "Prepare the engineers. We will journey to these sands ourselves, and if there is a power to be found in this desert, we will claim it. Egypt's greatness will not be bound by the past, but by the future we forge with this knowledge." There is the sound of horses galloping away, the distant rumble of thunder across the desert. The crystallized sands, a mystery left behind by an ancient force, a force Pharaoh now seeks to uncover. But in doing so, he may awaken something far greater than he can control. The scene closes with Pharaoh standing at the edge of his vast empire, staring out over the endless desert. The wind howls, carrying with it the echoes of a forgotten world. In the sands of Egypt, a power stirs. Pharaoh's ambition grows, his desire for greatness leading him to a path that may destroy not only his empire, but the world itself. The secrets of Atlantis are no longer buried, and Egypt stands at the edge of an abyss, blinded by its own glory. The Pharaoh commands the mightiest army, yet his obsession is most curious. He has an interest in an ancient technology found in his pyramid, driving him. It is believed to be from Atlantis,
a technology that holds the promise of eternal power, ensuring the longevity of his reign. But something deeper may lurk behind his fixation. An unknown force, an unseen force, subtly pushing him toward this most dangerous pursuit.